Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of July 6th for AgDaily.com. Looks like we're going to start off the week here with higher prices. Corn was 4.5 higher overnight at 358. September wheat was up 3.75 at 495.75, and November beans were up 13.25 at 910. Export sales this morning: 182,000 corn to Mexico, 202,000 corn to China, and 264,000 metric tons of beans to China. We've currently got the dollar lower, so I think we're going to see a firm day here today. Obviously, most of this is weather-oriented. We've got forecasts for 90 to 95 degrees all week. Very little rain, some scattered pop-up showers here and there. But most of the system looks like it's going to go on the top of the trough out there, and the dome looks like it's in place here for the next week to 10 days, but there will be some scattered showers. The crop's in pretty good shape to start with, so we can withstand some heat, but if we have, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of this, it could get interesting. Plus, we've got, you know, the dollar back to 96.62. I think that's helpful. The crude oil is still over $40 a barrel. So I think we've got, you know, something going here. We'll get commitment of traders reports tonight. It should show funds still heavily short the corn and heavily short the meal. So there's some more upside potential there. We'll get the crop progress report. I think it's going to show slight deteriorations in corn and beans out here. But we still, you know, for the week, the weather is going to be the most important thing. There are some Chinese tensions. The U.S. apparently is moving some assets into the Gulf of China. The president made some kind of comment about issuing executive orders on China. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But the fact of the matter is, I think we're looking at firm prices here for the week. We could see, you know, somebody's going to put in some rain one day, we'll break. They'll take it out the next day and we'll rally. That's very typical this time of year. But I think overall, we've got some overhead resistance in the corn at the double top of 363 from last week. If we take that out, close over it, if we close the beans over 915, I think that's going to be positive. So I think we do have some pretty good chance here to see a strong week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.